New Testament Times at a Glance, The Savior's Final Week, Chart Number 2. 1. John Chapter 11, Verse 7. Jesus returned to the Jerusalem area for the final time. 2. John Chapter 11, Verses 1 through 53. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. See Bible Dictionary, Lazarus, page 723. 3. John chapter 11, verse 54. Jesus went to the city of Ephraim. 4. John chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. In Bethany, Mary anointed Jesus' feet. See the Bible Dictionary, Spikenard, page 776. 5. John chapter 12, verses 9 through 11, chief priests conspired to kill Jesus and Lazarus. See Bible Dictionary, Sanhedrin, page 769. 6. Joseph Smith translation, Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 6. As instructed, two disciples brought a colt to Jesus. 7. Joseph Smith translation, Matthew, chapter 21, verses 7 through 11. Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem on a colt. Multitudes received him as a king. Bible Dictionary, Hosanna, pages 704 through 705. 8. Luke chapter 19, verses 41 through 44. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Bible Dictionary, Jerusalem, page 712. 9. John chapter 12, verses 20 through 50. At the temple, Jesus taught some Greek Jews about his father. 10. Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 16. Jesus cast money changers out of the temple a second time. 11. Matthew chapter 21, verse 17. Jesus returned to Bethany. 12. Matthew chapter 21, verses 18 through 22. On his way back to Jerusalem, Jesus cursed the barren fig tree. Bible Dictionary, fig tree, page 674. 13. Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 through 46. Chief priests challenged Jesus' authority. He rebuked them. 14. Matthew chapter 21, verse 28 through Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. Parables of the two sons, the wicked husbandman, and the marriage of the king's son. 15. Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 46. Enemies tried to trap Jesus in his words. He answered their questions about Roman taxes, marriage and the resurrection, and the Great Commandment. Bible Dictionary, Caesar, page 628. Herodians, pages 701 through 702. And Sadducees, page 767. 16. Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. At the temple treasury, Jesus noticed a widow donating a mite. Bible Dictionary, Money, pages 733 through 734. 17. Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 36. Jesus warned the multitude about hypocrisy. Bible Dictionary, Scribe, page 770. 18. Matthew chapter 23, verses 37 through 39. Jesus again lamented over Jerusalem. 19. Matthew chapters 24 through 25. Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1. At the Mount of Olives, Jesus taught his disciples about the destruction of Jerusalem and the signs of his second coming. Bible Dictionary, Christ, page 633, and Coming of Jesus Christ, page 648. 20. Matthew chapter 25. Parables of the 10 virgins, the talents and the sheep and the goats. Bible Dictionary, Weights and Measures, pages 788 through 789. 21. Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 through 2. Jesus told his disciples he would be crucified in 2 days. 22. Matthew chapter 26, verses 3 through 5. Chief priests again conspired to kill Jesus. 23. Matthew chapter 26, verses 6 through 13. Jesus visited the house of Simon the leper. A woman anointed Jesus in preparation for his death. Bible Dictionary, Simon, page 775. 24. Luke chapter 22, verses 3 through 6. Judas Iscariot arranged to betray Jesus to the chief priests. Bible Dictionary, Judas, page 719. 25. Luke chapter 22, verses 7 through 13. The disciples prepared an upper room for the Passover meal. Bible Dictionary, Feasts, pages 672 through 674. 26. Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 38. After sundown, Jesus had his last supper with his 12 apostles. 27. John chapter 13, verses 18 through 30. Jesus announced that one of his disciples would betray him. Judas left the room. 28. Mark chapter 14, verses 22 through 25. Jesus instituted the sacrament. 29. John chapter 13, verses 2 through 17, Jesus washed the feet of the apostles. 30. John chapter 13, verses 31 through 35, Jesus taught his disciples and commanded them to love one another as he had loved them. 31. Mark chapter 14, verses 27 through 31, Jesus' disciples pledged their loyalty to him. 32. John chapter 14, Jesus testified of his divinity and taught of the comforters. Bible Dictionary, Comforter, page 648, and Holy Ghost, page 704. 33. Luke chapter 22, verse 39. Jesus and the disciples left for the Mount of Olives. 34. John chapters 15 through 16. Jesus taught his disciples of the true vine, love, opposition, and his imminent death. Bible Dictionary, Grace, page 697. 35. John chapter 17. Jesus offered the intercessory prayer, praying to the Father for his apostles and all who believe in him through them. 36. John chapter 18, verse 1. Jesus and his disciples arrived at the Garden of Gethsemane. 37. Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 42, and Luke chapter 22, verses 40 through 46. Jesus took Peter, James, and John into the garden. Jesus prayed, an angel comforted him. Jesus found the three asleep. He prayed a second time. Jesus bled from every pore. The three still continued to sleep. He prayed a third time. Jesus woke his disciples. Bible Dictionary, Abba, page 600, Atonement, page 617, and Gethsemane, page 680. 38. Luke chapter 22, verses 47 through 48, and John chapter 18, verses 2 through 9. Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus with a kiss. Jesus' accusers fell to the ground. 39. John chapter 18, verses 10 through 11. Peter tried to stop the arrest of Jesus. 40. Luke chapter 22, verses 49 through 51. Jesus healed the ear of the high priest's servant. 41. Mark chapter 14, verse 46 and verses 48 through 52. Jesus was arrested. The disciples fled. 42. John chapter 18, verse 13. Jesus was first taken to the palace of Annas. See Bible Dictionary, Annas, page 609. 43. John chapter 18, verse 24. Jesus was sent to Caiaphas. See Bible Dictionary, Caiaphas, page 628. 44. John chapter 18, verses 14 through 23. Caiaphas questioned Jesus. An officer struck Jesus in the face. 45. Matthew chapter 26, verses 59 through 68. Members of the ruling council questioned, mocked, spat upon, and beat Jesus. 46. Luke chapter 22, verses 56 through 62. Three times Peter denied knowing Jesus. Bible Dictionary, Peter, page 749. 47. Luke chapter 22, verses 66 through 67. At sunrise, Jesus was questioned by the whole ruling council. 48. Matthew chapter 27, verse 1. Luke chapter 22, verses 67 through 71. Jesus declared that he was the Son of God. He was condemned to death. Bible Dictionary, Blasphemy, pages 625 through 626. 49. Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 through 10. Judas hanged himself. See Bible Dictionary, Akeldama, page 602. Potter's Field, page 752. 50. John chapter 18, verse 28. Jesus was led to the Roman Hall of Judgment. 51. John chapter 18, verses 29 through 38. Pilate questioned Jesus and found no fault in him. Bible Dictionary, Pilate, page 751, and Pontius, page 752. 52. Luke chapter 23, verses 6 through 7. Pilate sent Jesus to King Herod Antipas. 53. Luke chapter 23, verses 8 through 12. Herod questioned and mocked Jesus. Bible Dictionary, Herod, pages 700 through 701. 54. Luke chapter 23, verse 11. Jesus was sent back to Pilate. 55. Luke chapter 23, verses 13 through 25. Pilate offered to release Jesus, but the people said, "Crucify him." Pilate released Barabbas. Bible Dictionary, Barabbas, page 619. 56. John chapter 19, verses 1 through 16. Jesus was whipped, had a crown of thorns placed on his head, was clothed in a purple robe, and was beaten by Roman soldiers. Pilate sought again to release Jesus, but the people wanted him crucified. 57. Mark chapter 15, verses 20 through 22. Jesus was led to Golgotha. Bible Dictionary, Calvary, page 629. Golgotha, page 682. 58. Mark chapter 15, verses 23 through 28, and John chapter 19, verses 23 through 24. Jesus was nailed to the cross. Soldiers cast lots for his clothes. Bible Dictionary, Crucifixion, page 651. 59. Mark chapter 15, verses 29 through 32. Jesus was mocked as he hung on the cross. 60. Mark chapter 15, verse 33. Darkness covered the land for 3 hours. 61. John chapter 19, verse 29. Jesus was offered vinegar to drink. Bible Dictionary, Hyssop, page 706. 62. Mark chapter 15, verses 37 through 38. Jesus spoke his last words and died. There was an earthquake, and the veil of the temple was torn in half. 63. John chapter 19, verses 31 through 37. A soldier pierced Jesus' side with a spear. 64. John chapter 19, verses 38 through 42. Before sundown, Jesus' body was laid in a tomb. 65. Matthew chapter 27, verses 62 through 66. Chief priests and Pharisees sealed the tomb and assigned guards to watch it. 66. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 11 through 24. While his body lay in the tomb, Jesus visited the righteous in the spirit world. Bible Dictionary, Paradise, page 742. 67. Joseph Smith Translation, Matthew, chapter 28, verses 2 through 4. At Jesus' resurrection, the earth shook and angels unsealed his tomb. 68. Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 through 53. Righteous saints in the spirit world were resurrected. Bible Dictionary, Resurrection, page 761. 69. Joseph Smith Translation, Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 8. Joseph Smith Translation, Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Some women, including Mary Magdalene, found the tomb open, saw the angels, and ran to tell the disciples. Bible Dictionary, Mary Magdalene, page 729. 70. John chapter 20, verses 2 through 10. Peter and John ran to the tomb and found it empty. 71. John chapter 20, verses 11 through 17. Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene at the tomb. 72. Luke chapter 24, verse 34. Jesus appeared to Peter. 73. Matthew chapter 28, verses 9 through 10, and Luke chapter 24, verses 10 through 11. Jesus appeared to other women, They testified to the disciples of his resurrection. 74. Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Jesus appeared to two disciples on the road to Emmaus. 75. Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 48. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 25. At Jerusalem, Jesus appeared to a group of disciples. Thomas was not with them. 76. John chapter 20, verses 26 through 29. 8 days later, Jesus appeared to Thomas and the other apostles. 77. John chapter 21, verses 1 through 23. At the Sea of Galilee, Jesus appeared to seven of his disciples. He said to Peter, "Feed my sheep." 78. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. In Galilee, Jesus appeared to 11 disciples. 79. Luke chapter 24, verses 49 through 53. And Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus ascended into heaven from the Mount of Olives. Two angels promised that Jesus would return in like manner. Bible Dictionary, Ascension, page 614. Book of Mormon, 80. 3 Nephi, chapter 8, verses 2 through 3. The righteous people in America began to look with earnestness for the sign of Christ's death. 81. 3 Nephi, chapter 8, verses 5 through 19. Great storms and earthquakes caused destruction throughout America. 82. 3 Nephi, chapter 8, verse 20 through 3 Nephi, chapter 10, verse 9. Darkness covered the land for 3 days. Jesus spoke from heaven to the more righteous people in America. 83. 3 Nephi, chapter 11, verse 1 through 3 Nephi, chapter 26, verse 15. Jesus visited and taught the people in America. 84. 3 Nephi, chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. Jesus visited other lost sheep of the house of Israel. Note, New Testament Times at a Glance, chart number 3. The early apostles, their lives and letters will be published in the July 2003 Ensigne. End of chart 2. New Testament Times at a Glance, The Savior's Final Week.